Chapter 19. Opal. What just fucking happened? I stare at my uncle as he pins Seth to the ground, strangling him. No, he's draining him. I scream for him to stop again, but he does nothing. Then, his hand suddenly goes slack around Seth's neck. Footsteps echo behind me, coming to an abrupt halt. Oh my lord! Sasha breathes.
Malia!
Brendan shouts, running toward the bushes. That's when I finally see why. Why this just happened. Brendan falls to his knees beside his daughter, then lets out a ragged scream.
She's alive!
Oh, thank the Lord! Sasha whispers. I look back at Mannix. He isn't moving. Cautiously, I step toward him and place a hand on his shoulder. I feel it immediately, the darkness coursing through him. Fuck. Uncle Mannix? I say hesitantly.
I didn't mean to. I mean, I wanted him dead, but I didn't mean to drain him like that.
He murmurs. I move in front of him now, searching his face. His eyes are so dark they're almost black, and I don't know if I'm seeing his natural irises or something else. He stares blankly into the distance. My gaze drops to his necklace. My heart plummets. Fuck, I whisper. What have you done? His eyes snap to mine, suddenly alert. He isn't fully gone, not yet, but he's in transition.
What do I do?
He pleads. I don't know, I admit. A scream shatters the air. Malia's. Loud, raw, pained. She rises to her knees, clutching her chest. Then she bursts into tears, sobbing through ragged gasps. Her parents are at her side instantly, their faces pale with shock.
Malia, what's wrong?
She doesn't answer, she only screams. And then,
my heart!
She chokes out.
It feels like it's being ripped out.
She grips her chest, her breath sharp and erratic. My eyes widen, and I turn back to Mannix. He's on his knees, watching Malia with a cruel smile. His blackened gaze shifts to me.
You can't have a soulmate if you have no soul.
My stomach drops. My heart is breaking because Mannix lost his soul. Their bond shattered with his change. Mannix rises to his full height beside me, hands clenched into fists. He is no longer the uncle I know. Power surges through my veins. I brace myself. I know it's coming. He no longer loves us. He no longer can. He will either drain our power to make himself stronger, or he will take us to Xavier, which would be worse than death. He lunges at me, black veins, black eyes. He is no longer Mannix. Malia's screams echo in the background, breaking my focus. He slams into me, knocking me down. But I react quickly, shooting a burst of power at him. He flies backward, landing hard on the dirt road. He pushes himself up, grinning wickedly.
You're powerful,
he taunts.
But not as powerful as I am right now. Having just absorbed all that magic, you might as well give up.
Uncle Mannix, please, don't do this. We can help you. Mom is here. She could save you. I beg.
Save me?
He laughs.
I've never felt more alive, Opal. You should try it. It's like nothing I've ever imagined. No guilt, no fear, no limits. I can finally live the life I deserve.
My heart aches.
I'm sorry,
I whisper. I don't know how to stop him long enough for my mother to save him. Power crackles between us as we prepare to strike. I wait for him to attack first. The second he does, I catch his magic in my hands, twisting it, ready to hurl it back at him, ready to end him if I have to. But then, movement in the distance catches my eye. Behind him, my mother. She tiptoes through someone's lawn, grabbing something. A shovel? Then, with a flicker of magic, she teleports behind him, and crack! She swings. The shovel smashes against the back of his head. Mannix collapses. I stand there, stunned. She did it. She actually did it. She stopped him without killing him, without getting killed. Wide-eyed, she looks at me. What the hell happened? She turns to Malia, her expression shifting. Recognition flashes in her gaze. Of course, she knows. She knows what it feels like to lose a soulmate. Kneeling in front of Malia, she places her hands on the girl's head. Malia slumps forward, unconscious. Her father catches her just in time.
It's for the best,
my mother murmurs. Then she looks at me, face grim. We need to lock him up. I nod. A voice from behind startles me.
What the fuck?
I spin around. Blaze. His expression is a mix of confusion and fury. We need to get Mannix in a cell, my mother states. Somewhere with chains.
Why? What happened?
He's soulless, I whisper. Blaze's head snaps toward me.
Excuse me?
He drained Seth, I rasp. His entire body goes rigid.
Then why aren't we ending him right here, right now?
Anger flares through me.
Because we can save him.
My mother and I say in unison. Blaze's eyes narrow.
You're sure?
We nod.
All right.
He sighs.
I'll take him to the gathering hall. There are a few cells in the basement. We can use one.
Effortlessly, he lifts Mannix and throws him over his shoulder. The sheer strength of protectors never ceases to amaze me. I teleport ahead to the gathering hall. Lisa is still curled up in Elder Moon's arms, fast asleep. Elder Moon strokes her hair gently, a soft expression on her face. She hasn't seen her granddaughter in years. She must be grateful to have her back. After everything Lisa has endured, I hope she stays in a healer's sleep for a while. I don't know if she can ever fully recover. Elder Moon's gaze meets mine. She studies me for a long moment.
What happened?
She finally asks. We need the cell, I say urgently. Mannix had an accident. He needs to be confined. Her eyes darken.
What kind of accident?
He drained someone, I say. He says he didn't mean to, but my throat tightens. He still became soulless. Her breath catches.
Oh my, we need to help him. I will not lose another grandson.
She carefully shifts Lisa's head, setting her down before lifting her into her arms.
I'll take her to her bed. I'll return to help.
As she leaves, Blaze enters, Mannix still slung over his shoulder.
In there,
he instructs, nodding toward the basement. We descend the stairs. The basement is lined with cells, cold and unforgiving.
Give me the key for cell 3,
Blaze tells my mother. She rushes over and grabs the right key and unlocks the cell door. Blaze steps inside, lowering Mannix onto the ground.
Opal, grab me 2 sets of handcuffs,
he orders. I find them in a drawer and hand them over. Blaze secures Mannix's wrists to metal rings on the wall. I step back, staring at my uncle. With his eyes closed, he looks so peaceful, so normal. Then, his eyes snap open. Black. Empty. His lips curl into a cruel smirk.
What's the matter, Opal?
He purrs.
Are you going to run away for another 5 years? Can't take the loss? Can't control your emotions?
I tremble.
Fuck you,
I whisper.
Fuck you to the soulless part of you.
There is no part, Opal,
he mutters, his voice low and unsteady.
This is who I am now, whether I wanted it or not.
For a second, something flickers in his expression. Doubt, regret, something almost human. His fingers twitch against the cold metal binding his wrists. His breathing shudders, as if for the briefest moment, he's realizing the weight of what he's lost. But then his eyes harden, his jaw clenches, and whatever was left of my uncle vanishes beneath the void. A cruel smirk twists his lips.
And the worst part? I don't even know if I'd change it.